Proclamation number 8517 of 3rd of June, 1963. Events in the realm of spirits before the creation of the world. You came forth from my love. Thus you are beings whose fundamental substance is love like me and therefore could be spoken of as images when you belong to me and my strength of love constantly overflowed into you. And as long as you therefore belong to me you are also most perfect. You are full of power and light. You stood in brightest light. You recognized everything. You knew about all connections, and this extensive knowledge made you happy, because you could now also work in all wisdom and prepare immense happiness for yourselves. For you were able to work and create in free will and yet stood in the same will with me, your God and Creator, and you therefore moved in fullest harmony. You moved in divine order. And I delighted in the happiness of my creatures which Roman 1, however, wanted to increase even more insofar as that every being should move in free will, independently of me. Because then the bliss increased limitlessly when the being, uninfluenced by me, entered into my will, although it could also think, want and act against my will, because the freedom of its will did not impose any restriction on it. It could increase its bliss without limit. But there was also the danger that the being directed its free will wrongly and acted against my will, which now resulted in the opposite, that the being became unhappy, because only remaining in my eternal order guaranteed the state of happiness for the being. But thinking, wanting and acting against my order brought the being lightlessness and powerlessness and bondage, a state which could not be called happy. Therefore the fall of the beings was a result of free will, but which again had to be granted to the being. Otherwise it would not have been of divine origin, because free will is the proof and belonging to a divine being. The fact that this will now turned wrong and took a wrong direction was the cause of the creation of the world. Because all beings striving away from me through this wrong will also once again had to strive towards me in free will to reach again that original happiness. Because I want to consider and fill everything that has come out of me with my exceedingly great love, what is founded in my eternal order. Because love always just radiates love, only no resistance is allowed to be put against this love, otherwise it remains ineffective. Therefore the being once again has to give up its resistance, and that is the purpose of the endless long course through creation, which I called into life to cause the once fallen being to change back, which again has to take place in free will, as once also the falling away from me at free will as reason. My love no longer stops eternally. My love also pursues the being straying from me, but it does not force it to return. But it knows innumerable ways and means to once again achieve the return to me. But my love also does not give up on a single being, even if it puts itself on the defensive towards me for eternal times. Once it nevertheless returns to me in free will, then I can fill it again as in the beginning. You men now, who dwell on earth, to you the knowledge is to be passed on about what preceded the creation of the world, so that you take knowledge of your God and Creator and His plan of salvation from eternity. No fellow human being can give you such knowledge unless he has received it from me myself. For a human being will never know of his own accord about the deepest secrets of creation and all processes in the spiritual kingdom. Because man is in that state of lack of knowledge through exactly that former apostasy from me, through his once wrongly directed will. But an explanation is to be given to him. He is to know about his beginning and his aim to now lead his earth life accordingly, which is to earn him the return to me when he submits himself to my will again. and such knowledge can only be given to him by myself. And that I impart it to you already proves to you my great love towards you, which therefore expresses itself to also win back your love, which alone can establish the union between us, which is purpose and aim of your earth life as man. This knowledge supplied to you is a sign, a proof out of that spiritual world, which you once had left, because you stepped out of the eternal order, when you directed your will wrongly. And when therefore such a clear proof is given to you man out of that spiritual world that your God and Creator reveals himself to you by him giving you knowledge of those processes in the kingdom of spirits, which preceded the creation of the world, then these revelations are only to cause you to it, to seek contact with the kingdom which is outside of the earthly realm, which is your true home and should therefore be striven for by you with all your strength, because only then will you be able to experience the infinite love of your God and Creator again, who, as Father, wants to make you happy with all the glories in his kingdom. For you would never strive towards him in earthly existence if you were not given a small light as to what you were in the beginning, what you are now and what you shall become again. For I want to receive you again as my children and fill you with my love, I also want to possess your love and be united with you forever. Amen.